I don't know if I drew it as a tribute. Hopefully it is a tribute, but I had these feelings and these thoughts about these two heartbreaking things that had happened, Jonathan Petra passing away and the Humboldt crash. And I decided to draw something. But I'm not an artist, I'm a writer, or I'm supposed to be a writer. And so I didn't draw it with a tribute in mind or even thinking that I might show it to anybody, because it's pretty hard for me to draw.
Wow, it's a beautiful drawing, though.
Well, thank you. It worked out a lot better than I thought. I tried to get some other artists to do it for me, but they were all busy, which is why I ended up just doing it myself.
And you're actually doing a hockey project, right, on your own? Or are you writing a hockey project and you're in the midst of that?
I co-write the Ice Chips books with my dad.
Oh, okay.
Roy McGregor.
Now, are you thinking about illustrating that now after this?
And not at all. We have
no.
An amazing illustrator.
Oh, I see.
She's far better than I am.
How did this go viral then? And was it one of your family members that posted this then?
I posted it myself anonymously.
Yeah.
And the reason that I did that was because, for a few reasons. One is that I'm not an artist. So a lot of artists, they present their work and they say, this is what I can offer you. And maybe they know that it's a good thing because they know that they have a quality to their work. But I really wasn't sure, and I didn't want to disrespect the stories by doing a bad job of it. So I figured I would just post it anonymously, have no followers, and if only a few people looked at it, fine. If nobody looked at it, fine. And if someone looked at it and found some comfort, that would be great. But I don't even really know how viral things work exactly, but it ended up on Stuntman Stu's Twitter page and on a page for TSN for Instagram, and then it got shared from there, and I can't even track where it went.
I guess another artist got credit for it, right? And then all of a sudden that artist...
Yeah, that was part of my reason for coming forward, because Sylvia did this beautiful tribute, an actual tribute that she set out to do, and she has a whole story that goes with it. And I was afraid that, because people were saying that my work belonged to her, I was afraid that my work wasn't as good as hers, because it isn't. But I also was afraid that people weren't seeing what she did, because maybe they were seeing mine and then expecting that was the tribute that she'd done. So I really wanted to make sure that the beautiful tribute she had done of a lone hockey player walking into an arena, that could be seen too.
Yeah. Now, are you thinking about colorizing it, or are you just going to leave it as is, or what's
next? I would have. I had such terrible resources here. I only had one eraser, and my daughter stole it halfway through my drawing, which is why I cleaned up the picture after a little while, because I found the eraser in her play kitchen.
Yeah.
But I don't have any Photoshop. I don't have anything like that. So it would be great to give it some colors, especially because the Humboldt colors are, the Broncos colors are so integral to the story now, in the way that people are sharing and bonding with it. I'd love to colorize it, but I can't actually do it myself from here.
I bet you somebody will, and then they'll do it for
you,
right?
That would be amazing.
So what are your thoughts then after all this? Like, was that therapeutic for you to actually do a beautiful piece like that, and then all of a sudden seeing it shared?
It was. Maybe that was the whole reason that I did it. And because I live here in France, where drawing little cartoons like that, that's a lot of the way that people connect over emotions. Neighbors aren't quite as friendly here, and it doesn't have the same spirit as Canada.
Yeah.
And so they do a lot of satirical little editorial pictures to talk about events. And with the terrorist attacks in Nice, they had some beautiful pictures done. And I saw how those pictures were able to create a space that was either an alternate ending or put justice into a story where there was no justice, made something more fair that wasn't fair. And it just gives you space to breathe, because when an event like this happens, it's so traumatic and you can't stop being traumatized. I was just hoping to give a break, a little bit of breathing room, and then people can go back to feeling all the emotions they're feeling. But maybe that would create some kind of, at least pretend, justice for a moment. I mean, this is very real in the hockey world, this kind of this event, and it's not the first time hockey players have been in an accident. Not that it's common, but I mean, hockey and community and grief, they sort of work together when bad things happen in communities sometimes, and so working that in somewhere in a way that's appropriate for kids might be okay.
It's amazing how this story has reached even on the other side of the world where you are, even though, you know, you are Canadian, right? And just it's incredible the things that people are doing to honor what happened and to show tributes. And just like what you said, that you've never, you know, you're not a drawer, but look at what you created, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess grief does that to people. Especially with Canadians, it gives them a desire to either reach out or contribute. That's what I was hoping to do. I didn't want to take anything. I wanted to sort of give something and then run away in case I wasn't supposed to be there. Yeah, it's inspiring, and I love all of the sticks that are out on porches across Canada. All of those pictures are they're so touching. And there are pictures of sticks out in Scotland, and I keep thinking, because I travel from Canada to France often. And I guess they have hockey sticks here, but I just keep imagining everyone traveling with their hockey sticks in their bags and making sure that they bring a little bit of Canada with them. I know I brought mini sticks over from Canada. I haven't put them out on the porch yet, but I just love that idea. That was a wonderful bonding. Yeah. It's very nice that people have been so welcoming in letting me grieve with them a little bit.